Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Today, I want to talk about something that so many of us do experience from time to time, and it's called, wait for it, tough times. Now, what happens when we actually get into these tough times is we actually get to have something that brings us down. It gives us a negative mindset. We find it difficult to wake up in the morning, and trying to do any kind of activity in the day becomes quite challenging. Why? Because we put all that time, all that focus, all that energy on whatever that challenge is that is in front of us. And when we look at these tough times can not only be a financial tough time, but it could also be something where maybe you've changed jobs, changed companies, maybe you've met somebody new or somebody has left your life. These are times where your emotions are really like a roller coaster. They're up and down all over the place. And really what we need to do is we actually need to nurture that mindset into a positive way. And I like to call this cultivating resilience in your life. And today, what I'm going to share with you are a couple of tips and strategies that you can go through to help you when you feel like you've hit one of those tough times. Now, the first thing to remember is you are a powerful individual. You have the control in your life that can make things better. Remember, it's not somebody from the outside. I'm only giving you the advice and kind of a few tips and strategies that you can use. But it is up to you to put that into commitment to actually going forward and doing it. So let's first start to understand what is trying to almost understand resilience. And really, resilience is something where I like to say it gives you that ability to bounce back from adversity. You see, when you don't have resilience, you stay into that little place. And sometimes some people call it that dark space in your life. Having resilience is a way to actually bounce back. And for many of us, we just don't have those tools. We just don't have those strategies that allows us to bounce back in our life. And that's exactly what I'm wanting to share with you. One of the key components to resilience and helping you to bounce back is that mindset. It's so important to maintain that positive mindset. And I really do know that when you hit those tough times, all you can think of is that negative, what's happening around you. So you really got to have that positive and that mindset. As I'm going to go through all of this, we're going to give you some ways that you can help to pull yourself out of it. And really, I don't want to call it a challenge, because it's not a challenge to get out. In fact, what you should be doing is when you see these particular environments and what we call tough times, I actually want you to embrace that particular challenge. So step number one, which is absolutely clear, you need to identify it. You need to actually sit down and almost identify what is this tough time. So many of us, when we actually have these conversations, say, oh, I'm experiencing tough times. But they don't actually discuss what is it that they're actually finding tough about these particular times. So ultimately, it's more of a mindset sitting in the back of our mind. So you need to start embracing these challenges by identifying what is this tough time, what is this challenge that you're actually facing. Because if you cannot identify it, it's very, very difficult to try and overcome it and step out of it. So step one, identify that tough time. Identify that particular challenge. Now, for many of us, as soon as we identify that challenge, we run in the other direction. Now, if you want to be resilient and you want to actually bounce back and actually have that positive life, you need to embrace that challenge. You need to look at it head on. Now, there's a number of things that you can actually do to these particular challenges. The first challenge that comes through to you is it's the wording of people towards you. you find that they may be having negative talk. Their words are in a negative way, which creates that emotion within yourself. So what you need to try and do is listen to their words, not see it as the negativity that it is. Try in your mind to reframe it into a positive way. So what I mean by that, if someone's saying, you know what, you're absolutely useless, you're unable to do anything, instead of embracing it, oh, well, I'm useless and I'm unable to do something, reframe it to say, okay, so what am I doing wrong? What can I do to make it better? What is it that I can reflect and actually start to improve on? And really, when you start listening to these particular challenges and these words that are coming through, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. So if you ever have somebody that's really knocking you down and putting you into those tough times, putting you into that dark space, take that as an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to grow. Take that particular challenge that they've actually set in front of you and say, you know what, I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to knock this out of the park and watch me. I'm going to come out of this in such a strong, strong manner. And remember, it is so important for you to face these adversities head on rather than avoiding it. So many times when we do avoid it, all that happens is it just starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it gets to a point where it becomes uncontrollable. So make sure that when you see these challenges and you can see they're going to put you into those tough times, you hit it straight on. Identify it. Remember, that's so important. I'm going to repeat this many, many times. You have to identify it so that you can actually embrace that challenge and start saying, you know what? This isn't a challenge. This isn't something that's going to knock me down. This is an opportunity in life. And I am going to grow from this. I am going to learn from this. And I'm actually, at the end of it, I'm going to actually come out as a better person around this. So embrace that particular challenge once you have actually identified it. The next thing is, and it's so important because I've mentioned this a few times, is your mind. So often, we actually start to create our own, let's say, negative space by ourselves. No input from anybody on the outside world. We're actually doing this ourselves. So this is really the bigger challenge that we've then got to face is what? We've established that we're actually creating this negative mindset for ourselves. So there I've identified it. The challenge is I need to embrace it. I need to see how I can overcome this and build that resilience against it. So ultimately, what you need to start doing is you need to start building that resilient mindset, something that's going to prevent you from always having those negative thoughts. And when you have those negative thoughts, there should be some form of trigger that jumps up and says to you, hey, that's not what you should be talking about. And you should be aware of that. And then say, hey, I need to stop. I need to change and reframe what I am thinking. I need to reframe that self-talk. It needs to be a positive talk. And I need to reframe all of those negative thoughts. So whenever you're having all of those negative thoughts in your mind, oh, I can't do that. And you know what a negative thought is. It has basically a negative output. It's something that's preventing you from moving forward in life because of, and we put inverted commas, this thought or excuse or whatever it may be. So we need to reframe that into a positive, I can do that. We need to change all that self-talk into positive words. And the more you start talking positively in your head, I can, I will, I can do this, I will do this, what you're going to start finding is you're going to start believing in yourself. And you're going to start to actually uncover that when your self-belief starts to grow, you're going to start having more positive self-talk. And in essence, you're going to start looking at all these challenges and going, bring it on. I am absolutely ready for this. So getting into that space where you can actually identify, remember, I'm going to say that so many times, you need to identify what is it that's putting you into this challenge, putting you into this particular position so that you can hit it straight on. Going into your mind, making sure that you're saying to yourself, I can do this. This is a piece of cake. I can knock this out of the park and start having all of that positivity that's coming through. Now, doing it on your own, I definitely do not recommend doing this on your own all the time. So many times that we feel that we may be doing some justice by having the self-talk and doing it by ourselves. But in fact, what we can be doing is we could also be leading ourselves down the wrong track. So how do we overcome that? Well, we need to make sure that we've actually got a social support system around us. And one thing with the social support system is they must be people that are talking positive. They must be people that have the similar mindset that they want to face their challenges. They have overcome challenges. They know the solutions that they've experienced that they can share with you. It's these social environments where you actually start to believe, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. Because one of the big things is we can have that self-talk to say, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. And we keep on hitting ourselves against the wall. And then we get to that point where we say, well, the truth is, I just can't do it. And the reason why is because we haven't looked outside. We haven't discovered these social people around us, that support structure that have gone through all of this. They have experienced this and they share their solutions and their journey and path. They're also hit the wall a number of times, but then there was a new avenue that was opened up. And that's exactly the support system that needs to happen. It's so, so important to have that social support because it's going to start helping you to cultivate that particular resilience. Now, you need to build and nurture the support system. This is not something where you go onto Google or any of these search and you actually go out there and say, right, I'm looking for a support system to handle this particular scenario. And you work into a bunch of strangers that you really, you've still got to build a rapport with them, a level of trust with them. And that could take some time and that could actually tarnish and ruin everything. What you need to do is you need to make sure that in the beginning, you need to build that support with your friends, your family, and your community, the people that know you, that trust you, that are around you. And from there, they can then start to expand into these support groups where you then feel, okay, I'm the only one here that knows what's going on. I'm the only one here that's ever experienced this. And then you suddenly realize the people sitting around you have also experienced this. They've also gone through the same journey as yourself. And they're sharing their stories. They are actually sharing their challenges that they faced and actually came out positive. And the way that they've overcome all of these adversities. So having that support system, I always suggest starting out with the people that are close to you. You build and you nurture that support system. You make sure your friends and your family, your community that's around you, they understand where you are right now. And through that particular discussion, they'll be there to support you. They'll be there to pick you up. When you have one of those down days, sometimes they just come through and they give you a joke. They tell you something funny and it just, it's all you really needed to suddenly go, actually, I can do this. I really can do this. So having that little support structure around you is so, so important. And once you know that you've got the people around you that you can trust, the people that are going to support you in a positive manner, you can then start to build that support socially and let it grow around you. Now, once you've actually started to get into this particular position where you've identified that whatever that challenge may be, and you've actually started to work towards it, having that positive mindset, you've got that support structure, you're really getting your mind into that place where, hey, I'm starting to go. Something's going to happen. What's going to happen is change is going to happen. And as human beings, we do not like change. We really do not like change. We're going to start seeing, hey, I need to wake up early in the morning, or I need to do this in the morning, or I need to do that in the day. I need to do this type of activity, which I've never done before, or I need to actually go into a new environment. So there's new people. One of the big things that I've definitely come across, change, as soon as you start seeing, hey, things are starting to change, this could be a bit of a flag where it suddenly goes, hey, I need to go back. I don't like change. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time and I want to talk about this change because it is so, so important because change, it's inevitable. I'm telling you now, change is inevitable from where you are right now to where you're going to be in the future. If you actually reflect, there is going to be change in your life. And it's actually extremely important that change does happen because That's how we're actually going to start to move forward going through. So let's give you a couple of tips when change does actually, in fact, come in your direction. Well, the very first thing is accept the change. All right. Look, you've got to identify that change. The change has got to be in a positive manner. So the people around you, the environment around you, the actions around you, they've got to be in aligned to actually hitting to that particular goal, that certain outcome that you want in your life. So when change happens, you've got to embrace it. You've got to actually accept it and just understand that this is a natural part of life. This is something that will happen to everybody, and this is in your personal life, in your professional life. This happens all the time. Change happens. So you need to actually accept that. That's the very first thing, is accepting that particular change. The second part of that is, once you've accepted that particular change, you need to remain positive. You see, when you're going into an environment where things have changed, there's new things to learn. And sometimes we go, oh, I can't do this. I can't learn that. And that suddenly, wait a minute, that's a negative talk. I can do this. I can learn this. You've got to remain positive throughout this change, because I'm going to tell you something which is an absolute truth. Change is going to become the norm. That's the truth. So whatever your change is now, it's soon going to become the norm. So make sure that you are remaining positive. So whenever something comes through, don't look at it as a negative light. See it as a positive. Now, once you start looking at things in a positive way, you're actually going to start getting what we refer to as a fresh perspective. You're going to start seeing things from a different angle, because it's a new environment. It's a change environment. New activities, etc. So you're going to start getting this fresh perspective. And for many, this fresh perspective gives them so much energy, because it's a positive, fresh experience. It's something where when you look at it, you're going, hey, I've never done that before. This is actually quite amazing. And I'm actually enjoying this. So I can see that the people around are enjoying this. So this fresh perspective, seeing it from a different angle, really starts to drive and move you forward. So now that you've actually, you've accepted this particular change, you've got to remain with that positive mindset, you're going to start seeing that the blinkers are going to start to disappear. You're going to start seeing a fresh perspective and going, hey, I didn't know I could do it this particular way. Now, once you start getting into that particular environment and things, you start seeing it from different perspectives, what can also come in front of you is you're going to start seeing things that are outside of your control. And this definitely does happen. You see, with a certain change, suddenly there's responsibilities that's no longer your responsibility. It's a responsibility of somebody else. And what you need to start doing is saying, well, if it's outside of my control, what do I do? Because as soon as you start falling into that trap of identifying items that are outside of your control, you're going to start sliding all the way back into those tough times again in your mindset. So what you really need to start doing is you need to start focusing on those items that you can actually control. So going through, you're getting that fresh perspective, immediately you start saying, hey, this is something that I can do. This is something I will do. Remember, it's in your hands. It's in your control. When you start embracing what you can control, you're going to start seeing amazing things. Now, throughout all this little journey of going through the change, there's something else that also has to then be, and I'll say, upgraded. And those are your goals. You see, the goals that you originally had, they were part of your past life, if you want to call it. You've now gone through a little bit of a change. And through that particular change, you might actually see that the goal that you had last year, 5 years, maybe it was even last week, has changed also. And you'll need to upgrade your goal. You're going to start setting these new goals. It's almost setting a path that is the similar path that you've been on. However, it's a better path. It's a path that's going to lead to that goal that you can see more clarity on. And the reason for that is, when you're in tough times, your goals become extremely complicated. They become extremely vague. And if someone had to ask you, what is your goal? You would just tell them anything to make them satisfied. But once you start going through this process and now you're starting to get into that positive space, you're starting to identify these changes, you're going to start seeing things a lot clearer. So it's a great time to start setting up those new goals so that you can actually start working. And throughout this, I'm actually going to circle all the way back to that support system. Remember, throughout this particular change, you need to make sure that you're still working with your support system. So that's with your family, your friends, and that particular community. You need to make sure that you remain committed and not saying, hey, I've made this change, goodbye, I don't need you anymore. You need to make sure that you continue with them. And what you will find with change, there are going to be new friends. There's going to be an extended community that you can then rely on and work with as you're going through. Now, you're going through this whole process. You've now got this change that you're actually adapting to. You've got that support structure. You can feel that positivity that's inside of you. Now, there is another part to this, which is the self-care and well-being, because if we're just putting all that emphasis onto our mind to remain positive all the time, we're going to burn ourselves out. And burning our mind out is not great, because a tired mind doesn't have the strength to fight those challenges. It doesn't have the strength to go against adversity. So what you need to do is you need to practice self-care. And self-care is doing such things as, you know, mindfulness, so meditation, etc. You could do exercises. You need to do these relaxations that's going to nurture your physical and your emotional well-being. You need to make sure that you're actually having a balanced life. And the balanced life is also in your health. It's a big, big part of this. So many times when I've had coaching sessions with clients, I actually find that the reason why they're in this negative space, in these tough times, a lot of times, if I go and I start digging deeper, there's a health reason. There's something in the health that's prevented them from doing a certain activity or something of that nature. So we need to make sure that we're eating healthy. We need to make sure that we're drinking water to keep hydrated all the time. And we need to make sure that we're doing exercise on a regular time basis so that we're getting that blood flow through our system. It's actually proven that doing exercise helps to get the blood flow through to our brain, which actually helps to nurture it and starts to give us more energy in our brain, which ultimately is going to give us a support to remain on a positive level. So make sure that you're also looking at your self-care and your well-being. It is just so, so important. And finally, and this part I say to so many of my clients, because they go, great, Stuart, now I'm motivated, I'm driven, I can start doing all of this. And I feel different, are a lot of the words that come through to me on an emotional basis. And then they find that they're starting to get into the exercises, they're starting to do things, and they sit back and they go, but why am I doing this? What was the purpose of me doing this? And as soon as that question jumps into their mind, why am I remaining healthy? Why am I actually living my life to achieve a certain goal? Once that starts coming into their life, that particular question, it's almost like a traffic officer has just put his hand up in front of you and just stopped you and said, you know what, I'm taking away your license and you're no longer allowed to drive a vehicle. When you start asking that question. So to close on this, what you really need to do is you need to, and you can do this from today, you can start finding your purpose and your meaning in life. You're going to start exploring that roles of what does it mean to foster this resilience? What does it mean to live a life that's positive? What does it mean to you? What can it do for you? Why should you actually do that? And you're going to find there's a number of reasons why you should be doing it. And make sure that you're not going down any negative roads with this particular exercise. And throughout this, you can actually start identifying what are your personal values and start to really make them highlighted in your life. You see, when you know why you're actually doing something and you're doing it for a certain value cause that's inside of you, it actually gives it so much energy when you're going through. You see, every day we do have these times where someone might say something negative to us, or something just happens that puts us into a bit of a negative space that it hit us from the side. We didn't know it was coming. And to get out of that as quick as possible, we actually go back to our purpose and our reason for doing things. And when we can identify that, it gives us this little injection of energy, this injection of positivity that we go, oh, that's why. And then we start going through this process where we're saying, you know what? He has a challenge. I'm going to face it. My mindset is going to be positive. I can definitely do this. I'm going to get hold of that support structure so that I can have this discussion. This change that's coming towards me, I'm going to adapt to this particular change. I'm going to make these changes so I can start moving forward. I'm going to make sure that I continue with my self-care and my well-being because I don't want anything to happen to me in a negative way. And you actually give this sigh of relief because you are in control. And when you are in control in a positive manner, you're going to find that the days that are dark become less and less and less. The days of excitement, the days where you wake up in the morning and you just want to smell that early morning, and hopefully it's a positive smell out the window, but you want to get embrace this positive of life. And it becomes infectious because when you start living that life just in that positive manner and you start circling with your community, what you're going to find is they also going to have this positive life. And the more people around you that you have this positivity, what you're going to find is you're actually going to start to grow and grow and grow. And ultimately, you're going to start nurturing this positive mindset. And this mindset is actually going to become stronger and stronger and stronger. And the next time that you actually face tough times, you're going to know how to handle it. You're going to know how to cultivate resilience so that you can remain positive throughout it and know how to go through it so that when you get to the other side, you become stronger. You actually become a person that goes, was that a challenge? No, it was not. That was an opportunity that I embraced. And look where I am right now. So remember, you are the person that has the control to do all of this. So follow these simple tips, these simple strategies that I've given you through today. Start out with asking yourself the question, why? Why is my life so important? Why am I moving forward? Because your life is important and you can move forward. I know that you can do it. So you have a fantastic, fantastic day further. And make sure you stay positive and stay absolutely resilient to anything that comes in your path.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI, Real Estate On Air.